This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good to have you on the show.
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. All right. I know that you guys are focused on the job at hand. You got to, you know, Friday and everything, and we're going to ask you about that. But I can't help but go back to the picture of you and Miles Byrd racing off the bench to celebrate with Lamont Butler. I know it's been brought up to you. Is there anything you guys can take from last year's run to the championship game that might be able to help this year's team?
Yeah, I would say the main thing was the perseverance of last year's team. A lot of games, I felt like we were down at halftime even. Just understanding that the game is never over. You know, that's the one thing I took from last year's team. Anytime we were down or struggling or couldn't score, you know, the guys were always positive and always believed that, you know, if we get stops, we're eventually going to score and come back and we can win every game.
Talking to Elijah Saunders here of the Aztecs basketball team. They are going to be playing on Friday against UAB. And just to kind of stay with last year's team, I guess what I am curious about is because you were a freshman last year, you go to the national championship in your first year. That's awesome. That's very cool. What can you take from that experience, do you think, for the rest of your career? Because that came at the beginning of your college career, and I'm sure you probably learned something.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely not what I expected my first year to be like, to go to the national championship. But, you know, it was a great experience. And, you know, it really just showed me this year especially how hard it is to do it. You know, last year we won the conference in league play. We won the conference championship. You know, we went to the Final Four. So that's really all I expect. I expect to win the league. I expect to win the league title. And we didn't do it this year. You know, it just shows you how much work goes into winning and being successful and, you know, how much just how important, you know, the work is.
Elijah, take us, if you can, you know, into the locker room a little bit. And who's been speaking up this week? Is it Tramell, Ladee, Lamont Butler? Have you guys just relied on Coach Dutcher? What's kind of being said around the guys as you head into this, you know, into another run here in March?
Yeah, all those guys. you know, a couple of weeks ago, Micah talked to some of the guys after practice one day. Just, you know, this is important to us. You know, last year's team, you know, we're a new team. You know, we're a different group. Still some of the same guys, but, you know, everyone has something to prove. And, you know, knowing that this is, you know, Darion's for sure last run, Jaden's last run, Jay Powell, you know, they're out of eligibility after this year. So, you know, the next game we lose would be their last. So, you know, just trying to give it all we got for them and, you know, come together right now is, you know, before we make a run in this tournament.
Talking to Elijah Saunders here of the Aztecs basketball team. And Elijah, you guys, not by design, but you do get behind and then you make furious comebacks. Is there any, like, what does Coach Dutcher tell you when you guys are down by, say, 12, 14 points? What does he tell you to get you back into the game?
Just keep defending. Keep being patient on offense. You know, I feel like in games where we've gone down and not been able to come back and win were games where we kind of were less connected as a team. So, you know, we don't want to be down, but when it happens, just come together as a team and, you know, get stops and play together on offense and we'll be good.
You know, Elijah, I mean, you're giving us heart attacks in all of these games by falling behind by so much. So stop doing that, will you? Please tell everybody that Uncle Chris said to stop falling behind. Elijah Saunders is with us. And, you know, you were one of the guys that, you know, from last year's team that was able to, you know, make it into the starting lineup this year. And, I mean, you know, what a thrill to join the starting lineup with Lamont Butler and with Tramell and Micah and Jaden Ladee and everybody coming off a national championship run. And, you know, I thought you did great. And then you had a little bit of a slump, and Brian Dutch decided to bring you off the bench. And that seems to really kind of work for you. Talk a little bit about your journey, personal journey this season.
Yeah. Yeah, even as you go into last season, you know, coming from high school, you know, always starting all those years and then, you know, not even touching the court for the end of the season last year. And, you know, it felt like no one had seen me play, like, especially my family. Like, you know, I felt like it had been so long since my family had seen me play. So, you know, I wanted to start this year. That was my goal, you know, even though, you know, not many people might have thought I would have started in that Fullerton game. You know, that was my goal. But, you know, starting, I thought it was going to, you know, be the greatest thing ever, you know, make me the happiest person ever. But, you know, that's not what it's all about. It's just about coming in and competing and being in the right headspace when you check into the game. You know, I feel like in my worst part of the season this year was a time where I was really just focused on the wrong things in the game, you know, overcomplicating it. So, just refocusing on my headspace this season throughout times and, you know, trying to do whatever it takes for us to win, because that's all that's important at the end of the day.
It is. That's very wise stuff from you, Elijah. We're talking to Elijah Saunders here of the Aztecs basketball team. And my last question for you is, when your college basketball career is all over, said and done, how would you like to be remembered by Aztecs fans?
Man,
that's a deep question, Elijah.
Yeah,
yeah. I put you on the spot a little bit. I apologize for that.
I would say a winner.
There you go.
I would say I'm good. I would say I'm off to a good start.
Yes, you are.
But you know, someone who, you know, just always has a smile on their face. You know, I just love to play this game. I'm blessed, you know, with this opportunity to be at such an amazing school and, you know, such amazing coaches and teammates that, you know, just a winner, someone who's values winning more than anything and someone who just enjoys to play the game.
I don't know what I'm going to do with Scraby over here asking all these deep thought questions, but if you answered it very well. Elijah Saunders is with us. I remember that guy, Elijah Saunders. He was on all of those Final Four teams.
There you go.
He was on
that's
all
perfect. That's exactly what they need to say.
There you go. He was on all of those Final Four teams. Elijah, we talked to some people from Birmingham today. Just get a little scouting report. I'm sure you've seen a lot of film. Sounds like they play a lot of switching defense, some 1-3-1. Offensively, you guys, you know, it's been a little inconsistent. Where are you guys focusing your efforts heading into this game and practice this week?
Yeah, in practice today, we saw a bunch of defenses. You know, we had a lot of live segments where we just attacked them differently. They switch defenses throughout the entire game. You know, you might see a 1-3-1, 2-3, man-to-man. They might extend it to the full court, 2-2-1. So it's a lot. But, you know, it's a style that we haven't really seen this year. But, you know, we'll be prepared. We've already come up with ways how we're going to attack each defense. And, you know, whatever's thrown at us, we'll be prepared for.
Well, I tell you one thing. None of us, even the most ardent of Aztec for lifers, and I consider myself to be one of those people, having gone to San Diego State, none of us were prepared for what you guys took us through last year. It was a wild ride. It was about the most fun I've ever had as a fan. And I'm hoping, why not do it again? We really appreciate you coming on the show today. I talked to Richard the media relations guy, and he said, you know, Elijah is a very well-spoken, well-thought-out young man. And Richard was right.
Yes,
we appreciate having you on the show, Elijah. Good luck this weekend. We will be watching, and we'll look forward to hopefully catching up with you down the road here.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely. Very good. Elijah Saunders right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.